你知道那个有一些退货的，就可以退货的猫，一个 plug，part of the tree that grows underneath the ground. You call that the what?
Root.
Your father and mother together, they're called your what?
Parent.
If you're talking to a married woman and it was and you want to be, you know, you want to be kind of formal, you wouldn't call her Miss So and So, you'd say what?
Neither.
Okay. Sensitive part of the interview. What are some of the put down words that you've heard for black people? Some of the words that people use, like redneck people use.
Oh, I suppose I grew up listening that people call blacks niggers, coons. What was another one?
Some old-fashioned words that you don't hear anymore very much, it seems, but people still remember them, I think.
I had a couple of them a few minutes ago. I was thinking about Uncle Bill. Was it Giglo? It wasn't Giglo, it might have been Giglo.
Okay.
A gig. Yeah, that was it. That was a gig. That was a real bad term.
What about words for poor white?
Hello. Pardon me.
Go right ahead. We're getting close to the end.
No problem.
Okay. Let me see. Name for poor white.
Cracker. What is that? Redneck. Trash. White trash.
Did you ever hear pecker wood?
Yeah. That was the phrase that was used when I was a boy. Pecker wood. That was fighting word, too. That was the fighting word, pecker wood. That was on the same level, I think, for a white person as nigga was on the level with a black person during that time. I don't think it meant. I know it does. It doesn't mean much now. It did then.
Yeah. What about words for people who are, and sometimes you're in town, you see people that are sort of real obviously from the country, country people.
Yeah.
What for that?
Well, country was one of the things that used to be considered you country. That meant that you live from the country, and hick, you're a hick.